Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good day to you all on this wonderful Wednesday. Wonderful Wednesday in the month of January, indeed. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website, and you can find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. I just love that quote. I love it, I love it, I love it. Today's topic, four feel-good fiber foods. Indeed, we're going to talk about fiber. Why? Because January is National Fiber Focus Month. And so if we're going to be talking about anything, let's talk about what goes on in the month of January. And we're going to focus on fiber. Fiber is heart healthy. It controls your blood sugar. It's cancer fighting. It keeps you fuller longer, which is you're satisfied when you have fiber in your diet. And when you have fiber in your diet, you feel full. And when you feel full, you're less hungry. And when you're less hungry, you eat less. And when you eat less, you maintain an awesome weight, an awesome weight. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to full up on fiber in the month of January. We are just about halfway through, and so let's just talk about those foods that are going to help us stay fuller longer. And there's some foods that we need to stay away from as well. I'll share that with you a little bit, but let's just focus on the foods at hand. This is very simple. It's not a long, drawn-out list. Very, very simple. Four foods that are going to keep you fuller longer that are full of fiber. So food number one also starts with an F. Fruits. Probably saying, well, if I eat too much fruit, you know, it's high in sugar, and you are correct. Indeed, you are correct. Fruits have natural sugars, but I will tell you that it's much easier and better for your digestive system and your health when you get the sugar from natural sources as opposed to processed sugars. And as opposed to foods that turn into sugars. So, for example, you can say you're going to eat an apple as opposed to a white potato. You know, and once again, you know, we understand that a potato is a root vegetable, but we would like to focus on what's better for you as far as sugar intake is concerned. The form of sugar, and fruits are definitely, they have their sugar dosage, but it is much easier for you to get it from fruit as opposed to saying you're going to eat a bowl of pasta, white pasta. It's much, much better to get it from your fruits. So fruits are high in fiber, and when you eat fruits that are high in fiber, what happens is you stay fuller longer. It's just that simple. We can look at fruits. I mean, all fruits are good. All fruits are good for you, but you can only, and by the way, you can eat fruits fresh. You can eat them frozen. I would probably stay away from the ones in the can, only because most of the time they add corn syrup to canned fruits. So you want to get your fruit fresh, you know, right from the produce aisle, or you want to get them frozen as soon as they're picked. They are frozen within hours, I believe it is. So you want to do that as opposed to getting any or consuming any fruits out of a can. And you can just, it's just that simple. I mean, I can sit here and name the fruits to you, but I mean, what's the point? you can do that. Oh, another thing that you can do when you're eating your fruits, the fruits that you consume the skin of, those fruits of which you consume the skin, stay away from conventional fruits. For example, you can eat yourself an apple, but most of the nutrients are in the skin. So if you're going to eat the skin, my recommendation would be to purchase an organic apple. Get the whole gamut. Why peel it and you only get a portion of or less of the nutrients in that apple? Get yourself the organic apple. Those things that you eat most of, get them organic and all that natural, meaning, as close to the way God has intended it. we adulterate foods too much. I say it all the time. It's just foods that are not beneficial to our health. We process it. We adulterate it, meaning we put colors in it. We add things to it. We take things out of it, make them enriched. You don't want to do that with food. Food should be in its most natural state as possible as when it came out of the earth. And so we want to remember to focus on organic foods if you're going to eat the skin. If you're going to eat a pineapple or an avocado, you don't have to necessarily, consume an organic pineapple or an organic avocado unless you're going to eat the skin. Which not many people I know eat avocado skin and pineapple skin. Don't know of any, actually. No, I don't. So if you're going to get them, those are okay to purchase and consume non-organic. But once again, like your berries, very thin skin, your grapes, your apples, your peaches, all those pesticides just, are... the skin is very porous, and when they're sprayed with pesticides, everything just, the fruit just drink it all up. They consume it. They suck in all of those pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and ovicides, and you eat it. And so we don't want to do that. We want to put into our body the best and cleanest food possible. So think about the fruits that you eat with the skin. Get those organic. If you want to know what the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen is, go to EWG.org, Environmental Working Group. They will give you a list of the cleanest produce and the dirtiest produce. Therefore, if they're very dirty, you want to get those organic, and the clean ones, they're okay to get conventional. All right, so just keep that in mind, EWG.org. That's in the Environmental Working Group. You'll find the list of the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen on that website. What is the next food that is full of fiber and is going to keep us longer? Vegetables. Of course. We got some food. We got to have some vegetables. Now, I'm not going to list a whole lot of vegetables, but the darker the veggie, the better. I like veggies with lots of color. I would say like your carrots and your sweet potatoes and your spinach and your kale and your romaine lettuce. And I like to get the leafy greens organic, of course, because once again, when they're sprayed with these pesticides, you can actually see the white film on it, that it just sits there and it's just not good. It's just not good. So if you're going to get the leafy greens, get them organic as much as possible, more beneficial to you, and more healthy for you. And because it's January, I'm going to give you some vegetables that you can focus on. They're in abundance. And I guess I can give you some fruit as well. I didn't give you those, but let's just give you some vegetables, and I go back to the fruit. Vegetables in the month of January, you'll find in abundance. Cabbage, leeks, broccoli, and cauliflower. These are some vegetables that are known to the month of January. And keep those in mind. They're very loaded in vitamin C and vitamin K and calcium. Wonderful for you. But don't just limit it to those. You can always, always, always enjoy all the vegetables that are available to you. And keep in mind that the ones that don't have skin, like let's say your leafy greens, get those organic. Very, very important. So some fruits in the month of January you can consume that are in abundance. Oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, tangelos, lemons, and papayas. Papaya, you want to get them non-GMO. There's a label on most produce, and I'll tell you the little key or this little tip. If you are looking at a vegetable or a fruit and you don't see a label on it, then you're not exactly sure unless it's a bulk and it's in a basket and there's a label, a sign that tells you whether it's organic or not. But for the most part, in most grocery stores, you're going to find the produce that has little stickers on it, little labels. And any one with four digits, and I think usually starts with the number 3 or 4, those are conventional. The ones that have 5 digits and start with the number 9, those are organic. So just a little tip for you, if you're looking for organic produce, get the ones with the 5 digits on it that starts with the number 9. That means that that particular produce is an organic vegetable or fruit. So just keep that in mind as well. All right, so let's move on to the next fiber feel-good food that's going to keep you full for a long time. Whole grains. Now, let's just not think about any whole grain. You don't want to keep all of your whole grain in house. You don't want to consume too many. Yeah, carbs, listen, fruits and vegetables have carbs. But there are some carbs that turn completely to sugar when you consume them, boom, that's it. And those are your breads, and, you know, but if you're going to consume them, you want to get them whole grains. So I'll just name a few of them for you and saying that you have to be careful whether they're GMO or not. If you purchase any ground flours, ground carbs, and you go to these supermarket or whatever, whichever grocery store you go to, you'll notice that there is a non-GMO label on that. You make your own bread. But keep in mind that you want to focus on non-genetically modified organisms. GMO, genetically modified organisms. You want to focus on those because that's probably going to be in another show. But you want to remember that genetically modified organisms are not something that you want to consume. Avoid them at all costs. And now you will see on a lot of packages that there's a non-GMO seal on it. Look for the butterfly. You'll see that. Okay, so let's talk about some grains. Corn. Yeah, you want to make sure they're non-GMO. And if you get ground corn or, you know, corn, yeah, obviously ground corn, make yourself like corn bread or corn muffins or corn meal. Make sure it's non-GMO. Flours, I focus on brown rice flour, buckwheat flour, oat flour. Those are flours that are non-genetically modified. And some of them are gluten-free. Gluten-free, that's for another show as well. But you want to remember that the package should say gluten-free if you're not sure whether it has gluten or not. That's what gluten is a sticky protein. And, you know, a lot of people don't, it just doesn't sit on them very well. Obviously, those who have celiac disease have to stay away from it completely. They have to be very cautious when they go out. And they have to make sure that they're choosing their foods wisely, non-gluten, so gluten-free. So you want to just make sure if you're going to eat pasta, keep it to a minimum and get your brown rice pasta. Or if you're going to get whole grain pasta, make sure it's organic. Or if you're not going to get organic, make sure it's whole grain and not white. So these are just some things to look at. You can get brown rice pasta, you know, any types of pasta that they make now with quinoa, which is awesome for you. And there are a number of others, but your whole grains. You want to make sure the whole grains are as sustainable as possible, non-genetically modified, and close to gluten-free. They're gluten-free, if not gluten-free, if you don't have any gluten-free intolerances, gluten intolerances, I would say, then okay. But let's focus on those that are non-genetically modified. All right. And moving on to our last fiber or feel-good food that's going to keep you full. It's just simple. It's going to keep you full no matter what you do and how you cut it, how you look at it. Fiber is good for you, and we need it. We need it to sustain us because we eat less. When we eat less, we're less hungry, and we maintain a wonderful weight. Legumes, that's the last fiber-rich food, feel-good food that keeps you full. Legumes like lentils and dried peas and beans, those are legumes. We want to consume those as well. They will help you in every way, shape, and form. They're just wonderful for iron, wonderful for protein. If you're a vegetarian, you've got to get your protein, or vegan, I should say. But, hey, if you're vegetarian, you eat a lot of beans probably already, and you want to make sure that you're getting the right ones. But lentils are wonderful. You can make yourself some lentil soup. Your dried peas and your dried beans, you can add those to your sauces. You can also add them to your rice and beans. There's so many different ways you can consume legumes. Of course, organic is always better, but if you can't do organic, it's okay to get the beans and consume them anyway. You want to get in as much fiber-rich foods that are loaded in protein and iron that are good for you as well, those minerals, and just maintain a wonderful weight. If we consume too much junk food, carbs that are empty carbs and empty calories, it's not going to do our bodies any good. And we're going to wind up starting off this year on the wrong foot. You don't want to do that. You want to maintain a healthy weight. You want to still feel fuller longer. You want to not be hungry so much. Go for the fiber-rich foods. Fiber, feel-good foods that are going to keep you full. Get yourself some legumes. Get yourself some beans, some peas, some lentils. That's going to make you feel full. And when you feel full, you have more fun. Because you're not miserable, I would say. Indeed, I know when I was younger, when I get hungry, I'd get really cranky. I mean, really, really cranky. So I had to eat. But now that I'm older, I know exactly what to eat. I'm not just going to fill up my belly with a whole lot of junk food. I'm going to be wise in my doing, and I'm going to focus on the feel-good, fiber-rich foods. So let's just recap on those foods. You've got your fruits. You've got your vegetables, your whole grains, remember gluten-free and non-genetically modified. Gluten-free is not so much as the non-GMO, I would say, if you had to choose. Definitely, if you don't have any gluten intolerances, then you can just go for the whole grains that are non-GMO. Look for that butterfly. And last but certainly not least, your legumes, your lentils, your peas, your beans. Consume those, wonderful, keeps it full longer. And you can also add them to salads, by the way. Have you ever had garbanzo beans in salad? It is awesome. Once again, keeps you full. Probably saying salads are not filling. Well, you're not putting the right ingredients in them. You got to add something that's going to keep you full, not just some lettuce and some carrots. No, that's not filling at all, I would say. Well, how do I know? Because I've had some. So I add beans to my salads and nuts. Of course, some walnuts or some slivered almonds you can add to your salads as well. And it will keep you fuller longer. And when you're full, you're satisfied and you're happy. And let's just remember those fiber, feel-good foods. Keep those in mind. Those four, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes. All right, folks, hope you enjoyed this broadcast. And this month's focus on fiber, as January is National Fiber Focused Month. Let's focus on the fiber and keep our fiber intake up and not think about the junk foods, but think about foods that are going to keep us satisfied. Think about foods that are going to sustain us allow us to maintain a healthy weight. And by the way, just stay away from the fake fiber foods. And those fiber foods are traditionally low-fiber foods that have plant fibers, isolated fibers added to them, like high-fiber ice cream bars and, you know, yogurt and those with all the added colors and things of that nature. You want to stay away from those. Stay away from the fake fiber foods, you know, and all the things in the aisle, you know, those cereals that are processed with all the sugar in them and the crackers and the cookies. You know, you're probably saying, well, if I eat those and the donuts and the bagels, if I eat those, I'll get full. But you'll get full fast, and then you'll crash because your sugar will elevate, spike your sugar, your blood sugar levels, and then you'll just crash. And that's why we feel the way we do sometime in the afternoon, because we're not utilizing the foods that we have available to us and consuming them the way they need to be consumed, just consumed. Shop the perimeter of the store, and you'll see that's where your produce is and your meats and your proteins. Shop the perimeter. Stay out of the aisles as much as possible. You know, you've got your frozen, you've got your fresh, you've got your fish and your meats all in the perimeter of the store, strategically set that way. Pay attention when you go back to the grocery store. You'll notice it. All the good stuff is on the outskirts of the store. That's how they position it. So stay out of the aisles as much as possible. All right, moving on to today's Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Where is your hope? Where is your hope? And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Psalm 39, verse 7. The sea was beating against the rocks in huge dashing waves. The lightning was flashing. The thunder was roaring and the wind was blowing. But the little bird was asleep in the crevice of the rock, its head serenely under its wing, sound asleep. That is peace, to be able to sleep in the storm. In Christ, we are relaxed in the midst of the confusion, bewilderments, and perplexities of life. The storm rages, but our hearts are at rest. We have found peace at last. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on Pinterest as well. You can see all of my posts there. And on that note, I would love to hear from all of you next week as you hear from me. Moving on to the month of January, we're more than halfway through. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and bye-bye.